Okay, Das Tefillah, session 56, Avraham Ohavi. We're talking about the very special nature of the Avos, one by one, and how the Tefillos that they created correspond to their nature. It wasn't just that Shacharis comes first and Avraham came first, so he took the first available slot, and then he didn't think of doing anything in the afternoon, and Yitzchak came along. He needed his own claim to fame, so he claimed the afternoon. That if we really understand who the Avos were, we'll understand how the Tefillos very much correspond to their personalities and what they brought to the world. So we started this very briefly before we took a break, and we'll try to just at least finish Avraham this week and next week. The Shoresh Le'inyin HaChesed Ahava. We know that Avraham is a person of Chesed. And we know that chesed is to provide without limits. And we also learn that unlimited chesed is no good. In fact, really, we have to find a balance. Chesed needs to be balanced with din in order to be something we can handle, in order to be something that's good for us. But the shoresh of chesed, explains Rav Rakovsky, is love. Is love. Echad haya Avraham v'yirash et ha'aretz. It's supposed to say, V'icha et kol ba'ei olam lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He repaired the tear. Bar kapara amar ka'adam shehu ma'acheh hakara. Shir HaShirim Rabbah says, like a person who was repairing the tear. He brought the world back in touch with God. The world had gone so far astray for 20 generations since Adam HaRishon. And Avraham Avinu was the one who started bringing them back. So he says, "Hayesod l'midas haChesed hu ha'ava." The core of Chesed, what brings about Chesed, is love. V'kach, b'kochos hanefesh etzel ha'adam. And so too, in terms of one's own personal midos and one's own personal behavior, ava hi oso koach hamifneet ha'adam el michutz l'gvulot atzmo. Ava is what causes a person, love for and a particular person, love for humanity, love for an idea. Though that's what causes a person to go beyond his or her own boundaries. V'docheg bo leishchaber im shar habruim. That causes a person to want to come out of their shell, to make a connection to others. Ha'ahava b'tachlita. Love in its furthest, in its ultimate sense, misalekes mehadam kol shiur shel ratzon u'negiyah atzmit. When one is really in love, one doesn't think of themselves. It causes a complete breakdown of the barriers that we usually have around each other to protect ourselves and to only care for ourselves. Poretzet hi et gvulos ha'anechiyot b'shi'ifata lehitached im kol hasovevoto. It breaks through the boundaries of ego and of just caring of self-centeredness, because one wants to connect in kol hasovevoto with everything around him, mibli kol ratzon tigmol, without asking for anything in return. Remember, we said that really at its core, chesed is providing because I want to provide, not providing because you deserve. Not even providing because you need. Remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world out of his chesed, there was no need yet. There was nobody here. There was nobody that needed to be taken care of. Chesed and ahava is something that is a one-directional. I simply want to give. I simply want to provide. And that, he explains, love for another is what causes me to put my own personal needs aside and to reach out. And unless I'm willing to reach out, I'm going to have these boundaries. I'm not going to be able to connect to others. Ahava gematria echad. Okay, ahava, love, is what causes two to become one, is what causes me to be connected to the world around me. Ha'ahava hi ha'yesod el ha'hitnadvut, el ha'asiyah. Now he takes it one step further. Love is not, how is love expressed? How are those boundaries broken? Because love makes you want to give. Lehitnadev, to give with no other reason than I want to give. El asiyah, it causes me to act. It causes me to get up and act. The state of being alone, the state of not caring about others, is one that causes me to be passive. I don't need to get up. I don't need to leave my home if I'm not looking to connect to anybody else, if I'm not looking to break down those barriers. Sheharei ha-hisachdus im habrios hi al yedei hanesina, chesed. I become one with others when I reach out to them, when I take the first step, when I give to them. V'chach mevuar mevar ha-Ramban, so says the Ramban, shemidas ha-ava hi shorash le-mitzvas asei. The Ramban speaks in a number of places about the idea of a mitzvah taseh and the idea of a mitzvah lo taseh, these two different categories of mitzvos that we have. The Ramban explains in Parshas Yisro that ahava causes a person to do something. I do the mitzvot because I have love for God, because I have love for my fellow man. Iker shem avoda hi ba'asiya. And then he takes it one step further. He's going from leap to bound to bound to bound. First, he said, is that at the basis of chesed is ava. And that ava is what causes the barriers to break down between people and between, he'll talk about, between man and God. What does ava do? How does it function? It functions by getting us to do something, by getting us to move outside of our space, getting us to offer to do something on behalf of something or someone else. And that, therefore, is the driving force to do a mitzvah aseh. Iker shem avoda hi ba'asiya. Finally, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's amazing how he can take us from paragraph to paragraph so quickly through ideas. Hello, Dr. Mark. That the core of service of God is through doing. Yes, I serve God by not doing. I serve God by keeping the lo taseis. But primarily, when we speak of avoda, serving God, that's through doing. So he's made a number of equations here, Mark, to connect this particular, to start off this particular idea. The source of chesed, to do chesed for another, which was the way of Avraham Avinu, comes from love. It's love that causes me to reach out beyond my boundaries and to do something instead of just staying in my own space. And that's true not only in things that I do for another person, but it's true of mitzvot. When I feel a love for God, it gets me up off of my couch to do something for him. And in fact, service of God is primarily when I do something. And I do something because of a feeling of love. And again, we'll see where he's going with this. Stage two. Ahava mevi ledveikus b'borei yisbarach, kishem shemevi ledveikus ben adam l'chaveiro. Just like love breaks us out of solitude to try to be with other people, so too, it breaks us out of our solitude to be with God. Hu kemosha bein adam l'chaveiro, ha-hisachdus miskayemes al yedei inyan hanesina. Just like in human relations, when one party reaches out to give or provide for another, that's the beginning of a relationship, ha-chesed. Kach bein adam l'bore yisparach, so too with God, if we want to be one with God, if we want to have a relationship with God, if we want to ultimately be with him, hu ha'olam haba, if we want to be eventually earn a real place with him for eternity, nikneis be'ikara al yedei kiyum ramach mitzvot aseh. We always think of mitzvot as being, you know, you have yeses, you have noes. He makes a very, very, important statement here. He says the main way that we connect with God is through doing mitzvot aseh. the 248 mitzvot aseh. That's how we connect to God. That's how we go beyond ourselves. God is very happy to have a relationship with us. It's we who don't reach out to him. It's we who don't recognize him. It's we who don't take the time for him. It's we who don't take time to work on our relationship with him. But when we do a mitzvah aseh, when we do something just because he wants us to, right? Just that I don't have to do it, so to speak. I do it because I love. I do it because I want that relationship. That's what creates a feeling of closeness with God. Zu avodas ha'adam v'maseh ha'mitzvos. This is what it is to do a mitzvah. Yesod haschar v'shorish ha'gmul chelef ha'avoda b'kiyum mitzvot aseh. The main reward and the source, shorish ha'gmul, the source of the recompense that we'll get in the next world, is basically for the mitzvot aseh that we do.
Can you just tell the meaning of aseh?
A positive commandment.
Okay,
as opposed to a negative commandment.
Can you give me an example of a mitzvah that we just do because of love for God?
Well, this is an interesting question he's going to have to answer for all of us, because I think that we generally do mitzvos because we're commanded to do them, not necessarily because we just want to. There are optional mitzvot. There are optional mitzvot. There are things that we could do that are above and beyond. But here he's talking about the 248 positive mitzvot. And if he is, then we'll have to square this circle here. We'll have to figure out exactly what does he mean that we're doing this out of love. We're doing it out of responsibility, right? So we'll see where he's going.
We're not talking about the mitzvahs that we say we justify, like, like checking Shatnas.
Yeah, what's that? Well, Shatnas is a no-no. Shatnas is a no-no. We'll have to figure out what's the place of the no-nos. What is the role in Judaism, categorically, of mitzvot that ask us to do something and mitzvot that ask us to not do something? Again,
so give me an example.
Of not doing something, not eating treif.
Give an example of a mitzvah that we would sort of maybe not do that's a positive.
That we would not do. There are lots of things we don't bother to do. I mean, there are lots of mitzvos that we don't necessarily, right? Not everybody is as careful in doing them as they should. So listen to this Maharal. The Maharal says in Tiferes Yisrael, he explains, Mevayer hu, second line in that paragraph, Shema'alat mitzvot lo taseh. What is the purpose? What is the value of a lo taseh? Shmira al ha'adam leval tifsad tsurato. A no-no is there so that you don't fall back. It's that so you don't ruin what's godly about you. You don't sully yourself. Every single no-no, things we can understand, sexual immorality, general immorality, eating certain things, but yes, even wearing shatnez somehow, by doing all of those mitzvot, by violating those no-nos, we somehow sully who we are. We make ourselves less godly, less spiritual. Okay? Leval tikanes bo psichus, prisus, chisaron tuma, to keep from coming into us a lessening, a damage, an impurity, right? Mitzvat lo tase shomeret al ha'adam mipnei ha'gehenem hu ha'heder. Mitzvat lo tase protect us from gehenem. If I don't do any mitzvot aseh, if I don't do any positive commandments, I may not get to Gan Eden, but I don't necessarily have to hang around in gehenem. Gehenem is what I get for ruining what I was given. Ruining the beauty that was created in me. So it's almost as if the lo tases are that I shouldn't, God created me with a certain amount of holiness. He created within me a soul. He created within me a body that has a certain amount of holiness. I have a responsibility not to mess that up. That's what the 365 no tases, okay, lo tases. That's what the 365 negative commandments is, that I shouldn't ruin what God gave me. The 248 positive commandments is how I grow, is how I make a name for myself, is how I make a future for myself in the next world. Ach et ikar hamala haruchanit. The main way I grow in spirituality, the main way I get to a certain level of spirituality, binyan shiur komato, the way I build my resume, the way I build myself as a spiritual person, yotzer hu adam bekaimo et ramach mitzvot aseh. It's in the keeping of the 248 positive commandments. Bekach konehu et olamo. That's how I create my world for myself. That's how I get married in the next world, olam haba shalom. And this is a little strange for us. I would think that, you know, a great effort exerted to not violate a commandment. I mean, think of people who did things in the Holocaust and otherwise, to not violate a commandment. That's not how I ultimately achieve my olam haba. Those are things I have to do not to fall backwards, not to get demerits. But who I become is really about the mitzvot aseh, the positive commandments that I do. Kol mitzvah hi machus ruchanit chiyuvit. Every single mitzvah is a world in and of itself, spiritual, and something which is an obligation. Kol mitzvah makne shlemos. With each positive commandment I do, I get closer to being perfect. Umehave nidbach nosaf bekomato ruchanit, and I add another brick to my spiritual stature. Tzurat selam elokim shabo. I become more and more and more godly. Yes, I start off somewhat godly. The neshama that God gives me is pure. And I have a responsibility not to send that further backwards. But really, I'm about the positive commandments. It's a little hard to accept this at first. We have to wrap our heads around what this means. He says, Ramach ha'evarim shel ha'adam. There's a rabbinic tradition which, you know, the doctors on this Zoom here can talk about at your own time, that there are 248 limbs in a person. There are 248 limbs. Exactly how to count them, don't ask me. But there is a rabbinic tradition that there are 248 limbs. Heim halavush hagashmi shel tzurato haruchanit. We have a soul, explains the Sefer, that has 248 aspects to it. Our soul can be uplifted in, or fulfilled or brought to completion in 248 ways. That's why we were put down here in a body that has 248 limbs. Some explain that each positive commandment relates to one of my limbs. I don't know that one needs to necessarily say that. It's difficult to say that there's an exact correlation between every one of the 248 mitzvot and every one of the 248 limbs. But the point is, why was I put in this body? Why was the human body created this way? Because the human body is a home for the soul. The soul has 248 different aspects, and therefore it was put into a body that has 248 limbs. We should understand that that's really all this physical body is. It's an avatar that our souls live in that somehow is representing what we really are. Shorsham b'ramach mitzvot aseh. The source, my body is created in such a way that I am. I'm basically my limbs, right? I'm my limbs. That's what I am. I don't have 613 limbs. I have 248 limbs, which correspond to the 248 positive commandments. That's the essence of who I am. The essence of who I grow to become is my fulfillment of these 248 commandments. Etzem Ikar binyan ha'adam. Now, not every single one of those limbs is a bone, but if you think about it, the word bone means essence, atzmiut. The bones are basically what we are. We're limbs and bones. That's what makes us up. And that, says Rav Rakovsky, is what our souls are ultimately about. Our souls, our spiritual stature is about the 248. Look what he says. Hagidim, this is wild, the sinews, shasob misparam. The rabbinic tradition is that we have 248 limbs or bones and 365 sinews. Hagidim shin samachay misparam. There's 365 sinews. Heim halavush shel shin samachay gidim ruchaniim sheshorsham bischara mitzvah slotase. Okay, we're told that in our body we have 248 limbs to correspond to the 248 positive, and we have 365 sinews to correspond to the 365 negative. You know what I always thought that meant? That's cute. Right? We have 248 of those for one, and we have 365 of those for one. Oh, it's so cute. We have 613 things in our body. He says, no. There's a very big difference between a limb and a sinew. There's a very big difference between a bone and a sinew. There's a reason why the positive mitzvot are compared to limbs or bones. And the negative commandments are the sinews. Why? Inyanam shel hagidim hu shimur ha'atzamot. Whoa. The purpose of the sinews is just to not let the whole thing fall apart. We are 248 limbs. We're not sinews. If the sinews disappear, everything we tried to create falls apart. That's the idea of the positive mitzvot and the negative mitzvot. The positive mitzvot, that's who we are. That's our body. That's our form. That's the main part of what our neshama accomplishes. The 365 negative commandments are compared to sinews, particularly because their job is just make sure that this whole structure you built doesn't come apart as it seems if you start to bring in all these other things. Wow. That's an idea we've heard a million times, 248, 365. Completely different understanding, deeper, much, much, much deeper understanding of what that is. Kiyum binyan ha'adam b'tzurato ha'metukenet, right? Basically what the gidim, what the sinews do is that it holds together everything you've accomplished. It holds together everything that you are. So says the Maharal, and it would take the Maharal to say something like that. That profound about a Mamar Chazal. Im kein, zachinu leva'er et divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. Now we understand what it said in Rabbeinu Yonah, et ma'alat shlemos atzelem shabo, kone ha'adam b'kiyumo ramach mitzvot asay, that the level that we accomplish, the level we achieve, the reward that we get in the next world is based on the positive mitzvot that we do. B'kach mishtalei minyano, that's how we complete who we are. And that's how we get to connect to Hashem. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is a place that we feel close to God. We spoke about this at the very beginning of our studies, that what someone wants more than anything is to feel that they matter to Tati, they matter to their father, that their father's proud of them, that their father cares for them. That goes beyond many, many of the things that we would say are rewards. How do we break out of our loneliness, out of our distance from God? By reaching out to Him through the 248 mitzvot. Let's just go a little further. Amar Rav, this is why we have this very strange statement, which it's interesting to think about, what did it have to do with Avram Avinu? It says, Kiyam Avram Avinu kol ha-Torah kula, that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. We have such a tradition. The Gemara tells us that Avram kept all the mitzvos of the Torah. As it says, Ekev Hashem Avram b'kol yivishmor mitzvosai v'torosai, Amar Rav v'itei Maravashi, Kiyem Avram Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara wants to show how much Avraham did what we call modern Judaism, how much he lived the Jewish life. So the Gemara chooses that Avram even put aside an Erev Tavshilin. That's very hard to understand what that means. Very hard to understand what that means, that Avram, there was no yontiv yet. There were certainly no plastic bags. I don't know where he put the hard-boiled egg and the matzah. How did exactly did he make the Erev Tavshilin? Did he say a bracha? But Rav Rakovsky has a deeper question. Why, when trying to explain Avram Avinu's greatness, do they pick a detailed mitzvah that's a positive mitzvah? Why doesn't it say that Avram Avinu was so frum, he even didn't eat milk and meat together uncooked, which is just a rabbinic precept? Why don't we pick something from the no-nos that he did, that he even didn't do this? But that's not where the Gemara is going. The Gemara says he did everything positive that you could do. He did every positive commandment because that's who he was. Avram nikra ohavai ba'asher zehu haya inyano. What was the nature of Avram? Why does it say in the pasuk? Why does it say Avram is called my the one who loves me? God says, ahava shemivir l'nedivas halev lasos hamitzvos. Avram's essence was to push and push and push and do more mitzvos. Avraham begematria, this got totally messed up in the print.
Ramach.
The gematria of Avraham is 248, which is the number of positive mitzvos. Again, not because he kept all the positive mitzvos, because that's who he was. He wanted the relationship with the divine. He pushed himself to do every little thing that he could do, to give, to give, to give, to give, so that he wouldn't be alone, that he would be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham she'inyano hu ha'hitnadvut la'asos ha'chesed. Avraham, his very nature was the volunteering, was the willingness to go ahead and do chesed. Hu shoresh ha'nedivus b'chalal Yisrael la'asos ha'mitzvot sa'seh. What we get from him is the willingness, what we have in our genes from him, is the willingness to go out of our way to do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zera Yisrael Nikraim, the Jewish people are called Bat Nediv. We are the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren of the original donor, of the original giver. That's what Avram Avinu was. So next week we'll see, Mitz Hashem, how, again, this is going to tie to the prayer that he said as well. How is this aspect of Avram Avinu, the desire to do for God, to give to God, how is that reflected specifically in Shacharis? And hopefully next week, before we take another break for the Yom Tovim, we'll get a little bit of a hint as to how to daven Shacharis better by channeling the Avram Avinu that's in our genes. Okay, so Mitz Hashem we'll have next week, and we'll take off for the Yom Tovim. And after the Yom Tovim, we'll pick up with Yitzchak and we'll see the opposite side of the coin. Okay, wonderful to be back together, everyone.
8:45 next week?
We could do 8:45. Yeah, why not? Sounds good.
All right, bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, thanks. Everybody.
Take care.